The second measure of central tendency that we'll talk about is the median. The median is written a number of ways. MD I have on the top, sometimes P50 to indicate that it's the 50th percentile, and sometimes you'll see it written as MDN. So all those things refer to the median. Again, the median is the 50th percentile. Now that's different, although it sounds similar, it's different than that property of the mean where we said it's the balance point of the distribution. With the mean, the balance point didn't necessarily fall right smack in the middle of the scores in terms of their in terms of the number of scores. It had to do with the weight of the scores on one side of the balance point and the weight of the scores on the other. The median is different in that it's the halfway point of the distribution in terms of the number of scores in the distribution. So if you had three scores in the distribution, the median score would be the one in the middle. Doesn't matter what the values of those scores are, when you rank order them, the median always falls in the middle of the scores. If you had an even number of scores, like four scores in the distribution, then the median would be halfway between the second and third score. So it splits the distribution in half in terms of the number of scores in the distribution, not in terms of what those scores actually are. All we care about is the rank order of the scores, and the median is that point that's halfway up from the bottom score to the top score.